Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with my wife, Joyce. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Lynn. Nice to be with you.
Always nice spending some time. And we're going to have a little different program for our listeners today. Usually we talk about connecting with different things going on in the area, different organizations, different things to do. But we're just going to be talking about making good financial decisions. And there's really a sort of connection with making good financial decisions and how you feel about yourself as a person. I know, Joyce, we talk about this all the time. So, and now it's like I'm married to a financial planner. So, you know, we're doing financial discussions quite often. But talk a little bit about how does planning make you feel? How do you feel it empowers you?
I think having a plan is definitely something that, you know, as a couple, you want to be able to build together and allow you to structure the things that are important to you and be able to kind of help you stay on track, whether it's, you know, financially or saving for something. You know, it just kind of helps you go in the same direction together.
Well, you said a couple things that I wanted to pick up on, building and going in the same direction. So let's talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to tie that into my book, Maximizing Your Retirement. For our listeners who are not familiar with it, it's a book that helps people think about who they are, what's important to them in retirement. It's not a financial book as such. It's not a book that gives you six steps to retirement or financial strategies in retirement. It's a book that helps you think about who are you, what's important to you, what you want your life to look like, what you need your finances to accomplish for you to live your life goals, hopes, and dreams. So when you're saying building, I'm thinking those terms, choice. So let's just talk about what are some things that I'm not asking with us, but just, you know, from your perspective for, you know, being married to someone who's a financial planner and a life coach, what are some things that you, through your discussions with people who are retired or planning to retire, what do they want to build? What are they trying to build into in this stage in life?
Well, part of it is going to be, you know, making time for the things that you want to enjoy. And in looking forward to that, you have to have some finances either set aside to be able to meet those plans that you'd like to, you know, fulfill or accomplish. And so that's part of, I guess, just writing down or putting together those important hopes or dreams first, and then seeing what needs to be, you know, put in place to accomplish it.
I think it's pretty good. I think you said it pretty good. You know, I think another part of that is personal growth and relationship growth. So sure, you want to have dreams, you want to have things that you're pursuing, but there's more to it than just accomplishing that. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely, you know, I think you really have to feel it as a person, the things that you want to see to continue to grow after whatever phase of life you've transitioned to. All those things, I think you want to see continual growth in.
And different parts of your identity, like
Absolutely.
I talk about that in my book.
That's a way to, you know, to integrate it and bring it together to make sure that your growth as a person will, you know, also continue to grow into what you would want after your retirement to look like.
That's great. And also for folks who are couples, I think it's important to think about growing together.
Absolutely.
Right, right. So when you look at the concept I develop in the book, Maximizing Your Retirement, and for folks who might be interested in finding more about that book, you can go to maxamazing.com, maxamazing.com. You can also order the book on amazon.com, and should probably just pull a plug for it. We've been recognized as an international bestseller, So we're really proud of that. And I coined the term becoming, and it's the idea of growth. Because one thing that I have found when people retire, often they view retirement as a destination and not so much as the start of a new life. And Joyce, you had mentioned not just the idea of growth, but the idea of working together, couples, you know, rowing together and just doing things together and be on the same path. And why is that important?
Well, I think you've shared a lot of life together with your children. And now that it's kind of back down to, you know, just the two of you, there's a lot to, you know, continue to invest in that, you know, may had been redirected just because of the times of your life demanded more of your time and energy. So it's a refocusing, basically.
That's great. And also, I just want to shout out to our listeners that don't have children. When you have a career that's demanding, well, that's a drain on a relationship. It takes away time, takes away focus from a relationship. And when you remove those requirements, those responsibilities, whether it's family, whether it's work, you can really press into those things that you want to re-engage with or maybe explore in this stage in life. And I think really making good financial decisions is an important part of that. And I want to also talk about the psychological aspect of making good financial decisions. Because when we think about financial decisions, yes, we want to do things like get better returns on our investments, or we may want to get more income, or we may want to reduce our taxes. Maybe we want to make an impact and leave a legacy to loved ones. These are all things we want to accomplish with our finances. But there's really a very important psychological component to financial planning. And you really want to be thinking about, you know, how your finances affect how you view yourself and how you're engaging in the world around you. How would you look at that, Joyce, from your perspective through, again, being married to a financial planner and life coach? You know, you want to feel good about yourself. You want to feel accomplished. You want to feel like you're successful as a person.
Well, it makes me want to feel like I want to be an accomplished person. I want to be a confident person. And these are things, hopefully, that the two of you can work towards and build, but just bouncing it back and forth.
Yes, I think it's some good insight, Joyce, because, you know, I think a lot of times folks think about money and they think about money as just, you know, a dollar sign, or, you know, they have a certain amount of money in their bank account or their net worth. And it's really much more than that. And I don't know if you have a view of that as a consumer or as an investor or how you view it. But what I have found, this is really for our listeners, that when people do finances, they want to feel like not just they're getting their financial results, but their financial results are tied to their values, their beliefs, something that they want to see happen around them. It's not just, hey, I have this money, or I have this money that's tied to helping make my life better. And ultimately, money is tied to helping make life better. So Joyce, I'd like to get your thoughts on how do finances or financial decisions or being empowered, like you said, by finances, how does that make your life better? How does that make people's lives in general better?
Well, I think that it gives you confidence to know that you're pressing into something that is continuing to make your life better, continuing to grow you each together. And I think finding that time to talk about it really is an important piece as well, so that you continue to stay in the direction of moving forward together.
Yeah, and you know, it's intentional. That's one thing that I think people need to keep in mind, that you don't reach your financial goals just by accident. You don't just wake up one day and say, "Oh, we got, you know, X dollars for Tyron." You know, it took years of saving, took years of investing, sacrifices throughout life. And now that people are retired, They want to feel like they accomplished something in their life, and they don't want to be in a place where they feel like after all these years, are they making the right choices? Are they making a mistake? Or is it giving them the security? So maybe we'll just finish off this segment of our program looking at the opposite. What does lack of planning, how does that affect? How does that affect you? How does it affect people that you come in contact
with? I think it makes you, feel like a loss of control or disappointment even, and, just like uncertain and nervous and anxious. And, it doesn't give you a sense of peace. It gives you instead just continual chaos, it feels like, if anything.
That's a good way to finish our segment of the program. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Glenn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Lynn a call at 302-501-7711 and see where you stand in retirement. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan, 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Lynn at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DedicatedFinancialServices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Paul Swiderski, owner of Microbiz Accounting. Hey, Paul, so good to have you join us.
Thanks, Len, for bringing me on board.
Well, tell us about Microbiz. So what services do you offer and to whom?
Well, Microbiz Accounting is unique because we specialize in two areas. We do a lot with micro businesses to help them grow, but we also work with transplants who come in from outside of Delaware, who want to make Delaware their home, and we coach them and help them understand the tax structure here.
That makes a lot of sense, and I'm going to assume there's probably an overlap. You probably have some folks that move their businesses to Delaware because it perhaps being a more tax-friendly state and maybe an easier state to do business with than maybe states where people relocate their businesses from.
Sure. And there are also a lot of retirees who decide to start businesses just as something to keep themselves busy after they retire.
Right, Paul. So I understand you work with individuals who move to the area and you work with small businesses. But what makes your firm unique?
Well, what makes us unique is that we give you the personalized touch that other accountants do not provide. If you've ever gone to your typical accountant, they're typically afraid to give you advice, and they're not very personable either. They like to talk over your head instead of directly to you. We don't talk over your head. We talk to you. We help you understand your numbers and everything behind the numbers and help you understand what goes on with your tax situation so you and I can make better decisions together.
Well, let's talk a little bit about making better decisions. So certainly information is power, and also ignorance is, I guess, a big strike against you. So what is it that people typically maybe don't understand about their numbers, about how things are prepared? Because I think a lot of people, they make choices, to make decisions, but they don't understand why they're doing it, what's behind that.
Right. You have to think about taxes as kind of a burden, but also a necessary burden. Anywhere you go, you're getting taxed, whether it's income tax or not necessarily in Delaware, but sales tax. You're thinking about inheritances. You're thinking about capital gains. There are so many things that go into the picture. What we like to do is dissect your entire financial picture from a tax perspective and help you understand what's going to impact your tax return.
So what I hear you saying, Paul, is that maybe one of the issues that people have is that there's so many different pieces to it. It's not maybe that it's hard conceptually, but there's so many different parts. Maybe it's one of those things that people don't know what they don't know.
That is correct. And that's why seeing a tax advisor is highly recommended, even when you're thinking about retirement all the way until you get through retirement. Our job is to help you save money in taxes and not give more to Uncle Sam than you already have over the many years you've been working.
Paul, let's talk a little bit personal stuff, if I can.
Sure.
How did you get involved in your line of work? You know, I just think about, you know, it's like, you know, some people consciously decide to do that. Some people just fall into it. But how did you get involved in it?
Well, I can't say that one day I woke up and said, hey, I want to be an accountant. But I come from a long line of people who have their careers somewhere in the mathematics field. I've had engineers in my family. I've had people who were also math teachers. And for me, math was always a strong point. When it came to making a decision for a career, I figured, hey, why not accounting? So when I went to school, I went to school for accounting. After school, unlike 80% of the people who graduated in their majors, I decided to stick with it. I really liked doing it. There were certain aspects of accounting that I absolutely loved.
Well, what do you enjoy most about the work you do?
Really, it's the people.
Not the work. It's the people, you know, or you enjoy some of the technical aspects of it as well.
Well, certainly the technical aspect, absolutely. But the reason why I chose to work with individuals and small businesses as opposed to working in a big corporation is because I feel I'm more personable than your typical accountant. I don't like being stuck in a stuffy office. I like working with the people. I like making a positive difference in their lives when it comes to their taxes and their businesses. And I really enjoy working with them and watching them get those aha moments.
Well, let's talk about retirees, especially those moving to Delaware from other states. A lot of our listeners are in that category of folks. As we all know, there's a great influx of people moving to Delaware for many reasons. One of the largest is the tax savings. Of course, the quality of life here is just outstanding. But let's talk a little bit about what is different about Delaware when it comes to taxes and when it comes to tax preparation and planning.
Sure. Well, the first thing you're going to notice is that there is no state sales tax here in Delaware. The other interesting aspect of Delaware is that there is no inheritance tax here. The third thing that you're going to notice if you decide to move here in Delaware is the real estate portion of it. When we first moved here from Pennsylvania and we heard that our taxes were going to be $300, we thought, oh, a month? That's not too bad. Till the realtor said, no, that's $300 a year.
Well, that's so pretty low. You moved a little while back, but it's not necessarily that much more for a lot of folks. So obviously, you know, the tax structure, the tax laws, the tax code is favorable, but there's also some complexities with the actual tax preparation and the uniqueness of how to prepare Delaware taxes. Let's talk a little bit about just the actual tax preparation. What's different about Delaware?
Sure. Let's take a look at how Delaware taxes people on an individual basis. It is not a flat tax system. So if you come from other states, say Pennsylvania, where it's a flat tax, Pennsylvania taxes you based on your taxable income, and no matter how little or how much you make, it's still that same tax rate. Delaware's tax rate ranges currently from 2.2 to 6.6%, depending on how much or how little you make.
So what is most challenging for new folks moving into Delaware when it comes to taxes or preparing their taxes?
Sure. There are actually different ways you could file your tax return in Delaware based on your marital status. You could file as a single person. You could file jointly. You could file as a married couple, taking each person's income separately. So it can be a little complex. The tax tables vary. So when I prepare a return, I look at the bottom line and which method filing status would be most advantageous for you.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Paul Swiderski, owner of MicroBiz Accounting. Paul, tell our listeners how they can connect with you if they have some tax questions or they want to have you prepare their taxes. And I know you make yourself available to provide advice even for those folks who aren't necessarily looking for you to prepare their taxes right out the gate.
Sure. Our office is located on 511 North Boardwalk in Rehoboth Beach. You could reach us at 302-291-2714 or online at mysmallbusinessaccountant.com.
Give us that phone number again, Paul.
302-291-2714.
You can also find Paul's firm, MicroBiz Accounting, on the DelawareRetiree.com website. Look for the business directory for financial services, and you'll find information on Paul and MicroBiz Accounting. Paul, what do folks need to know about reducing their taxes? Everyone wants to reduce their taxes, but it's not just like magically you pay less taxes. What do you have to do to actually reduce your taxes? And what I'm talking about is not, hey, you know, when you have your taxes prepared and April you find you get a refund, what do you actually need to do proactively to reduce your taxes?
There are different strategies that you can implement. If you're still currently working, looking into cutting your tax bill by saving for retirement is a huge benefit. You could have an IRA. If you are a self-employed person, you could actually open up a retirement account just for you as a self-employed person or your business, which gives you a tax break now while you're trying to save up for retirement.
Well, that's a great advice for people who are working. But what about folks who are retired and may be looking at their financial situation and saying, you know, I hear the tax brackets are going to be going up, or I might be earning more income in the future, actually, because I didn't start taking my Social Security and I'll start taking in a few years. What can those folks do to reduce their taxes?
If you're expecting a higher tax bracket in the future because of more income, you may want to consider what's called a Roth IRA conversion.
And just to talk a little bit more about that, people might be having higher income, or we expect the tax brackets to increase in the future. Both those events would put people in a higher tax bracket. I think people don't understand that the whole idea of IRAs, why people do IRAs, isn't because people are just going to retire and they're going to be magically wanting to have an IRA for that reason. People put money into an IRA because they'll be in a future lower tax bracket, but some folks might be deferring their distributions from an IRA into a higher tax bracket if they'll make more income or if the tax brackets go up. So talk a little bit about how a Roth conversion would help people.
When you move your money into a Roth IRA, you're going to be paying your taxes now and not having to pay taxes on that Roth IRA in the future. So you're shifting your burden to a lower tax bracket and less taxes by moving your money into a Roth IRA. And one of the best things about the Roth IRA conversion is that it doesn't have to be done in 1 year. You could spread that out over several years to manage your taxes a little better.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Paul Swiderski, owner of MicroBiz Accounting. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
Enjoying the show? Check out Len's book, Maximizing Your Retirement, at maximizing.com. Dedicated Financial Services has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed?
Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial Services can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial Services now and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Paul Swiderski, owner of MicroBiz Accounting, and we're talking about taxes, and I should probably say we're talking really about reducing taxes. So, Paul, what is it about taxes that sets people off? It's a universal thing. Like, everyone thinks they're paying taxes, too much in taxes, and everyone wants to reduce their taxes. What's up with that?
Well, Len, a lot of it is because everywhere you turn, you're giving the government some sort of money. Whether it's sales tax, if you're outside of Delaware, you're paying for your car registration, that's another tax. If you're paying your property taxes, that's another thing. There are taxes in your utility bill. Everybody wants a piece of your money, and the government really seems to want the most of it.
You know, but what really sets people off? Why is that?
Well, from a retiree perspective, you've worked all your life. You've been giving the government all your money since you were a teenager. Now, here you are. You're retired. You save money for retirement. You have a nice nest egg built up. You even had money put into your Social Security and Medicare. Guess what? Now the government still wants that money.
A lot of people don't realize that when you have Social Security, you're paying taxes. And then when you get the money back from having been taxed, what you get that was already taxed is now taxed again.
Yes, your Social Security and Medicare your Social Security portion can be taxable if you hit over a certain dollar amount. And that dollar amount threshold is very low. So the government is definitely making sure they get more than their fair share off of you.
Okay, well, or at least what they think is fair, wherever the code is. So, Paul, how do you see yourself as a solution for that? And I call it making life better. How do you help the folks you work with make life better by really feeling that they're getting a fair share, you know, that they're not paying more than they need to, and just making good financial decisions?
Well, the first thing that I do is I educate my clients and I let them know what the thresholds are for being taxed on your Social Security. Another thing that I do is have a really good conversation with my clients. I really want to get to know them more on a financial planning level, which also means you have to get to know them on a personal level. A lot of my clients do open up and say, you know, I have more retirement income than I need. Is there anything that I could do to save money in taxes in the future? So I take a look at their tax return for the last few years. We do a little projections, and then we come up with a plan to keep their tax bill as low as possible.
Deep down, Paul, what is it that your clients really want from you? I don't think it's just, hey, reducing your taxes. What drives them deeper than that?
They want somebody in their corner who is going to be with them through retirement to make sure that they're not going to end up with a huge surprise come tax season.
I think it's really important. I think it's those surprises that really throw people. And the way I put it, you know, I like birthday surprises. I don't like tax surprises. You know,
I don't think anybody
yeah.
does.
I mean, you know, sometimes you say, oh, I got a refund, I wasn't expecting it or something like that. But generally speaking, surprises when it comes to taxes are negative because there's so many details, there's so many things that people don't know about. And that catches them off guard. And a lot of people are like, hey, if I knew I had to pay those taxes, that'd be okay. But the fact that I didn't know, it's just like your car breaking down, you have a $3,000 bill on a car, like you weren't expecting it. So that's really pretty painful. So How do you make sure you deliver what your clients want?
Well, number one is we listen to our clients. We want to know what their goals are. Even when you're retired, you still have financial goals. The second thing that we do is make sure that they pay in on a quarterly basis if they are in a situation where they expect to pay year after year after year.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Paul Swiderski, owner of MicroBiz Accounting. Paul, tell our listeners how they can connect with you if they would like to have a conversation with you.
Sure. I'd love to have a conversation with you. If you're in need of tax advice, give me a call at 302-291-2714. That number again is 302-291-2714.
Well, we're going to maybe take this a little bit deeper and talk about wealth, talk about how people view themselves as individuals, and let you get your feedback on this. I talk about it in my book, Maximizing Your Retirement. And for folks who are listening that might be interested in the book, you can get a download of it at maxamazing.com, just maxamazing.com, or you can purchase the book on amazon.com. I talk a lot about identity, and one of the identity components, the pieces of life that's important for at least some folks is wealth. Well, how does taxes fit into the wealth mix?
Well, the more you make, the more they take. The other issue is that the more money you have, the more you want to protect that. So you want to make sure not only do you have a good financial advisor, but a good tax planner to work together with you to help you protect that money against the IRS.
Sure. And the other thing, of course, the more is taxed, the less you get, right? It's like, you know, you have certain money you either keep or the government takes it. And, you know, I'm not speaking bad about the government. The taxes are necessary to run the government based on what, you know, whoever's voted in office and how we view the importance of taxes and government funding. And I can get into that whole discussion, but certainly taxes are important. But clearly, when you have money, either you're going to keep it or the government's going to keep it or government's going to tax you on it. So people really need to feel in control and they're getting the best what they deserve. How is tax planning related to that?
Well, tax planning is all about making sure that the government does get its fair share, but no more than that. So we make sure as tax planners to accommodate our clients that they're not going to pay more than they need to.
I think you really hit that on the head, Paul, because I think if you ask most people, you know, some people would say, well, shoot, if I can cheat the government, I'll do that. And, you know, certainly there are those people, right? But a lot of folks, I think, by and large, say, hey, you know, I don't have a problem paying taxes, but I don't want to pay more than my fair share. And I feel that if I'm missing something, that I'm not being treated fairly. I'm paying more than I should have to. And they feel like they're sort of being taken advantage of.
Absolutely. You know, there are two issues when it comes to tax planning. There's tax avoidance and there's tax evading. We don't talk about tax evasion. We talk about avoiding taxes, which is perfectly legal. We take a look at the changes in the tax code as to how they're going to help or hinder each one of our individual clients.
Well, you know the difference between tax evasion and tax avoidance, don't you?
Not really.
Yeah, it's the 20 years in the state penitentiary. Paul, why do clients continue to use their previous tax preparer when they move to New Jersey? I come across this often, and I have my conclusions I make. But I'd like to get the perspective of a tax preparer. Why would people move from other states to Delaware and say, hey, you know, I have my tax preparer, you know, and I want to continue working with that person?
It's a level of trust. You've been working with somebody that you've liked and you've trusted for possibly decades. It's very difficult to make that change from somebody that you've been working with in a different state to come to Delaware and have to reinvent the wheel and try to find somebody you like and trust over here.
And of course, you have that relationship with clients as well, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's very natural. But what is that trust all about? You know, why is that when it comes to money and finances, in your case, taxes?
A good accountant will always give you good advice. And when you find somebody who you've worked with for decades, and they've consistently given you good advice, great results on your tax return, tips and tricks on how to save money in taxes while you were getting to the point of retirement, it's very difficult to break away from somebody like that.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Paul Swiderski, talking about taxes and tax reduction strategies. Paul, how can people get a hold of you?
You could get a hold of me through my telephone number. You can call me at 302-291-2714. Again, that number is 302-291-2714, or online at mysmallbusinessaccountant.com.
And I should also mention, people can go to the DelawareRetiree.com website, and you'll see a list of businesses. It's a service we provide to folks who are in the community, and you can go on that list of business directory, and you can go on that business directory and find Paul's company, Microbiz Accounting. And should probably mention, you folks do not just microbiz, but you also work with retirees.
Yes, we do a lot of work with transplants who come here to Delaware from other states, and we help them understand the tax laws here in Delaware. And hopefully, we become a good fit for those clients who had somebody in a different state for a long time. We'd love to earn their trust and respect.
Well, tell us a success story, a tax success story. I'd like to hear something maybe you came across in your practice that you made a really big difference in someone's, not just tax situation, but their life.
Well, recently, we've come across a client in the last 3 years who retired from construction, had a very nice nest egg, and realized that he had a lot more money in his retirement than he ever expected to. He also has rental properties, which are his bread and butter to live off of. So we worked with him and his financial advisor to do a backdoor Roth IRA conversion over the course of 5 years so he could live, I can't say completely tax-free, but live in a lower tax bracket through retirement.
That's a pretty wonderful way to live, right? You have a tax-free income. That's pretty ideal. Paul, I'll ask you just one question before we finish our time here together. Why might it be important to use a local tax preparer and, more importantly, a tax planner?
Well, as opposed to somebody from out of the state who may not necessarily be as well-versed in the tax laws here in Delaware, because I do live in Delaware, I am more familiar with the tax laws here in Delaware, and most preparers and tax planners in Delaware are more familiar with the tax laws, the trends that are going on, as well as up and coming issues in the tax code. So we may have just a slight advantage just because we know the tax code better than another preparer or planner outside of the state. Also, using somebody like us or another tax planner or preparer in the area or in Delaware in general, we're closer. We're much more accessible than a preparer, say, across the country. When you come see us during tax season or any preparer, by the time you give us your information, it's already too late to do anything for the previous year. However, it's a perfect time to start planning for that particular year that we're in.
So what you're saying, Paul, is really what you need to do. You need to be planning ahead and think about when you'll be paying your taxes in April, what you need to do this year so that you don't pay more than you need to.
That is correct.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Paul Swiderski, owner of Microbiz Accounting. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
If you want to catch more of Len's Maximizing Your Retirement, tune in Sundays at noon on Channel 47, ABC News. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan. 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Len at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by DedicatedFinancialServices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, talking about making good financial decisions. And on our program, as our longtime listeners know, we really talk about connection points between others, connection points with different things that are important to us, connecting with the area. But we're talking about a different topic. We're talking about connecting with things that are important to us from a standpoint of who we are and how we view ourselves. And for better or for worse, the fact is finances are a big part of our society. They're a big part of our economy. As a matter of fact, they drive the economy. And finances, our financial situation, as a major determination on how we engage with the world around us. Now, of course, we don't need money to enjoy life. We don't need money to have good relationships with others. Money isn't essential to have a good quality of life, but certainly money does impact our standard of living, and it does have an impact on our lifestyle. I think no one would argue with that. But we want to talk a little bit more about that connection with money, with finances, and who we are as people. And the first thing I'll just mention from a financial standpoint is that finances are one of a potential measure of who we are as individuals. It's a potential measure of our success. And I think if we're honest, we as individuals often do compare ourselves with others. We often value ourselves or others based on comparisons. I'm not saying that's a great way to do life. I'm not saying that's a healthy way to do life, but I'm saying that's a fact of the matter, a way that we often do life and people we do life, that do life around us. So money is for some folks a scorecard, and we've seen bumper stickers, or we heard, at least this was more popular maybe 20 years ago, whoever dies with the most toys wins, or the idea whoever has the most money or leaves the most money or whatever the financial measure is really more accomplished as a person. And I do recognize that, and I do recognize the importance of finances, but I'm going to just limit our discussion with this from the standpoint of having sufficient money to fund what's important to you, to fund your lifestyle, to fund your life goals, hopes, and dreams, and everything above that is really excess that we don't need for ourselves. We can gift to others. We can leave to others upon our passing. But in addition to feeling successful, how we engage with money can be part of something much deeper. It could be part of our identity. And that's really what I want to focus on for the rest of our program, looking at the relationship between money, finances, and who we are. And if you look in my book, Maximizing Your Retirement, which you can find more about on maximizing.com, the book is also available through Amazon. You can purchase a copy of the book. But if you go to maximizing.com, you can find out how you can get a download of the book that I think you'll find interesting. And when you look at your identity components, there's different parts of who you are. Family, relationships are part of your identity. Your faith is a part of your identity. Associations and relationships, like I mentioned, is a part of your identity. And for some folks, finances are a part of their identity. The actual net worth is part of their identity. But I'd like to shift that discussion a little bit to how we use finances and how what finances mean to us, and talk a little bit more about our identity related to how we handle our finances. So certainly, finances provide us many opportunities to engage with life. We can spend money that gives us enjoyment. We can save money that gives us security. We can plan with money, and that gives us a feeling of control. And the other thing I already mentioned, we can invest and grow our wealth, grow our money, to give us a sense of success. But when we're looking at the idea of identity, which is one of the core soul needs that I identify in my book, Max Amazing Your Retirement, identity is a central part of what's important to us. Our identity is a starting point of really everything in life for us. It's who we are. And through that, it gives us meaning. It gives us purposefulness. It gives us a sense of a satisfaction about who we are and really what's going on in our life. And our identity is something we connect even our relationships to, and our sense of well-being, which is our peace. So it's absolutely a critical part of who we are. When we attach our identity to our net worth, we're really in sort of a dangerous place. And the reason I mention that is because when we look at wealth and we're looking at our wealth as part of our identity, when we add that comparison, we look at how we compare financially or how we think we compare to others in a financial realm. And so we could feel somewhat inadequate, because there's always people that might have more money than us. Or we might esteem others who are wealthier as if there's something better about them or something more noteworthy about them because they have a higher net worth. Or we might feel kind of puffed up about ourselves. We may feel, hey, you know, we have it going on, and may look down upon people because we're at a better financial situation than they are. And I would say these are really dangerous places to be, because what we do is we look at people, we value people, and we value ourselves outside of our most important parts of who we are, our beliefs, our values, and character. And that really is a greater summation of who we are. That's a greater important measure, if we want to use that word, about what's important to us, what we value, who we are, what we want to press into our lives. And so when we look at money as part of our identity, I'm going to just shift our focus to how we can use money in a different way other than accumulating wealth for that to be an important part of our identity. And I'm going to be just talking about gifting money for a few moments here. And when we look at gifting money, what happens when we gift money, we use our wealth to press into different parts of who we are, different parts of our character, different parts of our beliefs, different parts of our values, by really helping others, doing unto others as we would have them do unto us. And we may not need finances. We may not need people to help us financially, but we may need help in other parts of our life. And when we have an attitude of being generous in our giving, it gives us an appreciation of where we are, the state and life that we're in, and how we can build into the lives of others, how we can bless others with what we have. And that gives us, of course, a sense of goodness. It gives us a sense of relationship. It gives us a sense of feeling loving toward others. And very, very importantly, that's tied to our identity. In my book, Max Amazing Your Retirement, which is available through Amazon, you can look at our website, maxamazing.com, I talk about life goals, hopes, and dreams. And one of the life goals, hopes, and dreams is impact. The other ones are experiences and relationships and accomplishments. But we're going to really just focus on the impact. And there are different ways we can make an impact on the world around us, whether it's people, individuals that we have a relationship with or want to develop a relationship with, or whether it's causes, things that are important to us, different organizations that have values that reflect ours that we want to build into. When we engage in making an impact, what happens is what we do in making that impact ties to our identity. So if we look at just the financial part, when we're looking to make an impact with our finances, whether it's helping children, our own children, whether it's helping causes, individuals, homeless people, maybe animals. Some people have a real passion for animals. What we're doing when we're making that impact on things that we believe in that's tied to our beliefs, values, and character, what we're doing is exercising that part of our identity. And the more we do that, the more we become that person. The more we, let's use the idea of being generous. The more generous we are, the more we give of our excess, and even maybe give sacrificially, the more we become giving, loving people. The more we exercise that relationship, that love muscle in our psyche, the more we're able to make a difference and the more we're able to grow in that part of our lives. So really what I like to do is just encourage our listeners to really think about how you're doing money. And from the standpoint of accumulation, do you want to accumulate wealth? I'm not saying to do that, not to do that. I'm a certified financial planner. That's a big part of what we do. But I also want to help people think about through their wealth, and specifically by giving it away or gifting it, how do we store up other treasures for ourselves? How do we store up and build up other parts of our lives, those parts of our lives where we want to press into important parts of our character, important parts of our beliefs and values to make a difference in others, impact our lives, and as a result, build into who we are, our own identity related to how we handle money that we use to make an impact on others. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be looking forward to reconnecting soon. Thanks for listening.
Leonard P. Haydachuk is an investment advisor representative of SGL Financial LLC and offers insurance services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent through Dedicated Financial Services. Dedicated Financial Services has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial Services can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial Services now and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan. 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Len at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.